Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Writer Space. I am your host, Ms. Mocha. And today is Monday. I am back. And I have two guests today. My first guest is very, very amazing. He has something very different to bring to the table today. His name is author Carl A. Roberts. He is from Queens, New York. And the name of his book is Good Men Do Cheat. So we are going to dig in. I'm going to bring him on air. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Mocha?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm pretty good in the lost city of New York City right now.
You said lost in the lost city?
The lost city, because we are underwater.
Okay. I hope everything works out. Well, it will. It will.
Yes, it definitely will.
It's working.
It's working. And God is working, so it works.
And thank you for coming on. We're dealing with all of that as well. Thank you so much for coming on. Our prayers are with you.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's get started about, first I want to talk about you. As a writer, how did you get started writing? Were you a writer as a child, or did you start as an adult? Tell us about that.
I was a writer as a child. My essays used to look like screenplays as a child, to the point where my teachers would never finish grading my essays. They would just give me 100 or an A+. And then pull me to the side and say, you know, I'm going to finish reading what you wrote later on. And I'm like, finish reading? Why did I get an A if you didn't finish reading? So I've been a writer as a child. And, you know, my passion is writing movies, scripts, and screenplays, and so on and so forth, and books, because you could turn a movie into a book and vice versa.
Exactly, yes. Wow. Okay. So, tell me how did you come up with Good Men Do Cheat? How did that concept come about?
Well, the title it was given to me by my mother, and I give her the credit because she said it to me. I'm pretty sure she wasn't really aware of what she was saying or aware of what I was going to turn it into. But you know, on her wedding day 5 years ago. You know, someone mentioned that my father was in the area, you know, and I was puzzled, like, you're going to invite your ex-husband to your new husband's wedding or whatever. So I said, Mom, is Dad coming? She's like, no, I don't know. You tell me. Long story short, right before she got her makeup on, she grabbed me. She said, you know, if your father comes, it's not a problem. He's a good man. He just happened to cheat. And it was like a light bulb. Like, wow, good men do cheat. Okay, well, I need to research this. So that's where the title came from. And the motivation to write it started from me just creating a movie. You know, I just wanted to tap into all racial backgrounds. So I wrote a script about a black Spanish and a white guy that, you know, all three of them went to school together, and their only bond was the way they treated and cheated on women. And that was very hard to get across to Paramount. You know, it would land into a room filled with 1,000 scripts. And I had so much testimonies of men, because what I did was did my research. You know, even though I grew up in a household where my father did cheat, that was just one isolated incident. I needed to get a demographic idea of what good men do and the reason why they cheat and how and when. So I just started interviewing people, and the more I interviewed, the deeper my book got, and the older guys I interviewed, the more knowledge I got behind the cheating. So it just turned, it took a life onto itself and turned into a book.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've already done a film?
No, the film wasn't
not
picked
yet.
Up. I turned it into a book before the film, but you know,
okay.
with the growth of the book, we will definitely see this on the screen sometime soon.
Wow, I could see that too. That's, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Thank you.
Okay, so you, I was on Twitter,
okay.
And you, I saw your tweet about women being afraid to read your book because they don't, I guess, don't really want to know the truth. So, tell me a little bit about that. What is it that they don't, I mean, what?
Well,
you see, I responded to that when you put that on there.
Yes, I did, and that's just one of many, and it goes, like, that's just what people see. Forget, don't even mention the multiple emails and the hundreds of Facebook emails or text messages that I receive from women saying, you know, I can't believe that you would write a book named Good Men to Cheat. Are you an advocate for cheating? And I say this. And, you know, if I had a million books to give away for free, I really would, just to get my point across. But I don't.
Right.
You know, but I really want women, I just need the testimony of the women who have read the book, because I have a lot of women who basically said, I will never touch this book. The title alone is a contradiction in itself, just because you're saying, you're putting the word good with cheating, and there's nothing good out of cheating. And I just said, you know, just read the book. And those same women come back and say, oh, my God, I can't believe that all the insight that you had in the book, and the book is more deeper than cheating, is about women empowerment. And, you know, so when women tell me that they're afraid to read the book, most of them are either going to A or B. A, they're afraid because they believe that the book is advocating cheating, which that
okay.
is false. B, they're going through a lot and really don't want to see the truth or hear it. So they rather not deal with it. And those are the women that really need to read the book, because my book is not set up or designed to destroy a relationship. My book will never destroy a relationship. And I tell men all the time, if your woman leaves you because she read my book, it wasn't because she read my book why she left
right.
me. She was going to leave you anyway.
Exactly.
That was probably just the last straw, or the confidence, which I give women in the book, to, you know, just to realize your self-worth.
Yeah, I can see that, definitely.
Yes.
Something just, some revelation in there. And,
oh, it's deep.
Yeah, like you said, gives them the push. So basically, yeah. You've had a great response from the book.
A wonderful response. Honestly, not even, I can't even tell you one negative response that I had from people who actually read the book. Now,
right.
You know, I get the backlash from the men, oh, you're going to put all our secrets in the book, or a woman, oh, how dare you? But then after they read it, it's always a different response. And I actually encourage the negative response, because I just can't wait to get the book into your hands so you can read it. And then I just sit and wait for the email of, oh, I'm sorry.
Right, because
yeah.
they think it's a bashing book.
Yeah, they, you know, most women think that I'm telling them, you know, this is why we cheat, and you should accept it, and we're going to cheat, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you should live with it. That's what most women take from the title, and a lot of men take the title as, oh, so this book is just an A through Z on how we cheat, starting with A1. And that's not the case either.
So it's actually a storyline. And
it's you know what it is? It's testimonies. And like I said, I interviewed so many men. And, you know, men that were in great relationships, men that still are in great relationships, married men, single men, men who cheated and realized that it was the worst thing they ever did in their life, like completely altered their lives, where these men that, you know, and it was a lot of men, in these situations where they would pour their hearts out, like, let me tell you how I cheated, the day I cheated, why I started
wow.
cheating, how I got caught, what happened after I got caught, me believing that the relationship would grow after being caught, the
right.
relationship ending, and I'm losing everything, and I will
oh
never cheat again.
Mm, mm, mm.
You know, so it's a
That's
real
it.
Deep, touching
yeah.
book.
Yeah. That is good. I got to get that. Okay. So, future projects will be a film. Now, tell me this. Are you working on a second book? Now, I won't say a part two, but are you working on something relevant to the same subject, but maybe in a different light?
Well, just basically
or for something for the woman or something.
Yeah, you know, well, this book is definitely for women, but, you know, basically relations. I don't want to divide the sex. I don't want men being on one end and women being the other. And I definitely, I don't represent the separation. So, you know, my future projects will be based around, you know, bringing people closer, better love, better friendship, better lust. And that's what I'm working on now. You know, with the success of this book, is going to give me the name and the platform to actually stand up and really put my overall message that I want to get out there, and is to empower, you know, great relationships. You know, we don't see it. You know, in society, the only thing that gets broadcast is it's what's going on that's wrong. How many men has cheated? How many women has cheated? How many relationships failed? Well, let's talk about the positive relationships, the relationships that's actually growing, the friendships that's actually grown, the businesses that's being created out of great relationships, which a lot of men have no clue. You have a great woman, you can create great things.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what I'm working on. There's a lot of things that's going on. And I'm actually, to make your audience know, I'm actually moving down to Milwaukee for a while, so I'm going to be in the area.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I am.
Okay. From New York, huh?
From New York.
Wow. Yeah, that's right around the corner from us.
Right
so
around
have
the corner.
You, I could see some good men do cheat seminars.
Listen. Like I said, I'm not going to Milwaukee for no reason. There's a lot of things about to go down in Milwaukee. I was down there when the storm hit New York, so I escaped the storm. I came back to the rafter, but I escaped the storm. You know, I was in Milwaukee for 8 days and just getting things lined up. And Good Men Do Cheat is coming to Milwaukee, Chicago as well. And, you know, there's a lot of things going to be built behind this book, and a lot of messages is going to be pushed from this book onto the Milwaukee and Chicago people.
Okay. Give us your information, your website, where they can purchase the book,
okay,
the different
the book,
format you have it in.
Well, you know, of course, you can get the book on www.goodmendocheat.com. You'll get a personal autographed book. You can also download it for your Nook and Kindle. You can, you know, Amazon. I'm on Facebook, Carl A. Roberts. My Twitter is the number one, Carl Roberts. And, you know, just Google me, and you'll definitely, the name of the book will definitely pop up in the beginning of your Google search.
Wow. This is good. I'm going to get it now. I want to see.
Well, make sure
you
do.
I don't know what I was thinking, but it's totally different from what, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, honestly, I've received so many, like I said, emails from high-profile celebrities down to, you know, a real high-profile porn star who's just been tweeting me like, oh, my God, I got the book, and I just thought it was one thing, but it's another, and I'm in love with your book. And I would never call the book a Bible because I wouldn't want to relate it to any religion, but there are women walking around literally telling me that they have that book in their bag, and they reference it every time they go on a date or, you know, dealing with situations, because it's not just a book about cheating. You know, I have a chapter called Dating 101. I believe women date wrong, and that's the beginning of the disaster relationship. You know, and chivalry. I have a chapter called Chivalry is Dead and Women Killed It, just basically telling women you got to empower yourself. The more you respect yourself, the more a man will respect you.
Exactly.
And then it goes on and on and on, and the book is just is a great read. It's an easy read, and it really has, you know, when the book ends, the conversation begins.
I like that. When the book ends, the conversation begins.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, I definitely have to pick that up, and we will definitely be in contact with you.
Thank you.
Thinking we could maybe do a show.
Listen, I'm
available.
Come on
and do a show and have some people call in. Good men do cheat.
We could do that. And we could set that up.
Yes, yes.
Get your Chicago followers and Milwaukee followers in and let them know that, you know, coming Friday I will be down there for a great period of time, and, you know, we could definitely do the show. We could definitely do that.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm jotting down. I'm going to tweet that. When the book ends, the conversation begins.
Yes, it does. Trust me, the conversation is endless. I had women that purchased the book the day the book was released on September 15th through my publishing company, Tiana Smalls. I'm pretty sure everyone is aware or know Tiana Smalls from What Chili Wants 1 and 2, and she's a very successful author.
Yes, she is.
Girl, Get Your Mind Right, and the famous Men Love Abuse, and she's doing great things, wonderful things, and she put my book was the first published book through her company, Talk That Ish, and she's turned around and published many books as far as BRT's B-Stylist, excuse me, with his book.
I just had him on. I had him in Neffy, yes.
Okay, Neffy, and you know, so we're all just out here doing what we have to do. The publishing company is great. She has a great push behind her. She's a wonderful leader because,
yes,
you know, she leads with not only encouraging us to also be leaders, but she's not just standing on the podium by herself. You know, she has great supporters behind her. And she supports us as well, so.
Wow. Well, it was awesome having you on, and I will definitely be looking forward to doing something here in Chicago or either us coming to Milwaukee, because I am starting a BWS, Black Writer Space, news broadcast. So I would love to just come on site and just get some live footage of you for the website. That would be
hot. That's what we could actually get that going as soon as you are ready.
I'll be in contact.
Yes, thank you.
I have your email address, and I'll definitely be posting on my page.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
And you'll be right close to home. So, yeah.
I'll be right close to home. I'll be right down the block, an hour.
Yeah.
What is it, like an
hour,
10 minutes away?
Literally,
train ride.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I was down there. I was down there, and I'm in the city. I'm in the city of Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's the plan. So I'll definitely be in contact with you through email or Facebook, and I'll continue to post the flyer for the interview as well as your book cover, because I do have that and the website as well. So we can kind of get the word out with my followers as well and on the blog and all of that good stuff. So
let's do
thank
it. Let's do it.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on. And
I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to working with you in the near future. So we'll be in contact. You are under a great, great, great publishing company. She is doing big things. I'm thinking about getting under her wings myself for some of my stuff. No, seriously, she's like, wow, yeah. And you tweeted something about Neffy and B Stylist, and I was like, oh, he's under her too? Oh, no question. Let me go and get him.
Oh, so you had no clue that my book was under.
No, that's when you tweeted that, that's when I went to your page and checked you out.
Okay.
And I was like, he's under Tiana. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so
we,
I'm
we,
trying
we
to get anybody that she has, I want to get
them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'll definitely give her a call and let her know that, you know, I did your show and that you're trying to get in contact with her and with the stuff that you're trying to do. And, you know, she's always
I'm
going to
shoot her. I got her email. I'm going to shoot her an email probably tonight.
Okay.
And see, because she is really, I had a chance to meet her in August. She was here for an event, the Lit Fest on the Lake with the book joint.
Yes.
And I didn't know who she was. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's the chick I've been watching on Twitter that published Nephi. And so that's, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's
definitely
an inspiration.
Yes, she is, doing big things, and I want to be like her when I grow up. So I will definitely continue to follow you and get the word out about this book, and we'll be in contact.
We definitely
I can't
will.
Say
Thank
it enough.
Thank you for having me, and I'll be in your area very soon,
yes.
Less than 4 days.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So,
we'll put some
dates
in place, then.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, and you have
Thank
a
you.
Blessed evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Connect.
Awesome author. If you guys missed the interview, please go back and listen. The name of his book, we had author Carl A. Roberts. He is from Queens, New York. And the name of his book is Good Men Do Cheat. Title completely just throws you away. But once you read the book, it's totally different. So please, please, please check that out. He even has some excerpts, I know, on his website, goodmendocheat.com. He has an excerpt, I think it may be like the first chapter, on the website. So you can kind of check that out, and you know, once you get a little taste of what the book is about, then you're like, oh man, I gotta get it. So please check that out. But it's a great book. It's different from what you think the title may be. It's totally the opposite. So definitely check that out. He is an awesome writer, screenplays, and as growing up, he said his writing looked like essays. And his teachers, they wouldn't even, he would just always get an A just because of his presentation and everything. So that is great. I love to hear the stories about how people have started writing as a child. And I know one of my guests said that one of their parents gave them a notepad or something, a journal. You know, and that became their thing where they would write and just release different things and all of that. I love all that stuff. I'm a writing junkie. I'm a book junkie. I'm an author junkie. I love it all. Love to support it. So if you missed the interview, please go back and listen. And we have another guest coming up in another 5-10 minutes. So I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
They say say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's be like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory
cause. I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
and I live, move, and I'm my king.
Say like this, that's the people.
The
come on, listen up.
problem may be.
Yours, you're in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I'm the victory I for
have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what.
Good evening. This is Black Writer Space. I am back. Miss Mocha is back. Today is Monday. Miserable Mondays. No, I shouldn't say that. Today is Monday. I thank God for another week. And first of all, we want to definitely keep New York and the area that was hit by the hurricane. We definitely want to keep them in our prayers and continue to support them, continue to pray for them daily. The weather is something that we really have no control over. So, unfortunately, it hits, and when it hits hard, it really hits hard. So, we definitely want to say a prayer for them and keep them lifted up. If you missed the beginning of the show, my guest was author Carl A. Roberts. And the name of his book is Good Men Do Cheat. Different title, but anyhow, the book is inspiring. You definitely have to read it. He has an excerpt of the chapter on his website. So feel free to check that out at www.goodmendocheat.com. And next I have coming up in about 10 minutes, I have pastors, Krishanda and Mitchell Cole. They are going to join us today and chat with us for a bit. And just we're going to definitely talk about their ministry, what it is that they do, what their purpose is, and just kind of touch on that a bit. I'm excited to have them. I'm looking forward to having them on the show. The name of their ministry is the Love Church Kingdom World Ministries, and they are doing really big things. I had a chance to meet both of them in September, I believe, and it was definitely a blessing, very encouraging, very inspiring. I would definitely say that I'm excited to have them on. And I know it will be so blessed. I know it's going to be blessed. So we definitely want to welcome them to our Black Writer Space family. I tell everybody, once you're on the show, now you're stuck. You're part of the Black Writer Space family. So we are definitely going to support them as well. I always tell people, my show does support writers and authors, but it's not limited to you have to have a book. I support all writers. So I have pastors in my category as well. And I just had my first pastor on last week. So this is my second set of pastors that I'll have on the show. So I'm kind of excited about that because I don't like to always stay in the box with stuff. Oh, it's for authors and writers. Oh, they don't have a book. It doesn't matter. They write, too. They write down their sermons, notes, or whatever. Whatever God give them, they write it. So that's what I do here at Black Writer Space. And if this is your first time listening, you can definitely follow us on Twitter or Facebook. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me, I always say us, but it's me, at blackwriterspace with two S's at gmail.com. I definitely would love to hear from you. We have a lot of goodies coming up. I'm still working on the first issue of the magazine. I did get a great response from volunteer writers, and still now, if there are any volunteer writers who like to write for the magazine, whatever your it's not any specific requirements. It's a non-pay position. It's volunteering, but everyone gets credit for their writing. And it's not no specific thing that you have to write. It's basically wherever you are. You know, so whatever your thing is, whatever, I had someone who had a great testimony about how she was raised and how she came out of it and she made it through and all of that. So basically the article that she writes would be something geared towards that. So it's simple. I don't make it difficult, but I would love to add new volunteers to the writing team. You are definitely needed because I cannot do it all by myself. Although I try to do a million things by myself, I can't. So I'm definitely open to adding serious, dedicated people with integrity and respect to my team. So definitely hit me up if you are interested. You can hit me on Twitter or my email, blackwriterspace, that's with two S's, @gmail.com. I am waiting for my guest to call in, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. And like I said, if you missed the beginning of the show, please listen. I don't like doing shows with more than one guest because then you have to listen to the first one and then go to the end and listen to the second one, but it is what it is. So I did want to do some new things this season and adding it's a lot of people I have on my list I want to get, but I send the emails out, and who responds, that's who I get. Along with new authors who are promoting their books and, you know, kind of want to get the word out about their book, if their book just released, or, you know, everybody needs exposure. So I believe my guest is on the line. I'm going to bring them on. Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hey, how y'all doing?
Fabulous.
Okay.
How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. Let me just introduce you guys. This is the guest I was just telling my listeners about you. This is Pastors Krishanda and Mitchell Cole, and the name of their ministry is the Love Church Kingdom World Ministries. And where are you located?
We're actually gathering at Ileana Christian High School in Lansing, Illinois, right near the 8094 Expressway by the Torrance exit. So the Indiana as well as the Illinois guests.
Okay. Great. I'm glad to have you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time out to drop in and chat with me tonight.
And thank you for having us.
No problem at all.
Not a problem. Okay, let's go ahead and dig in. I was sitting here like, what am I going to ask them? And I say that because I'm so used to having authors and writers on, but I include pastors in the writing thing because you write too. So tell me this. How did you know you were called to the ministry? When did that start? When did you know that? Was it as a child in your adulthood, or how did that start?
You know, it was definitely at an early age. As a young person just attending church and just really developing that personal relationship with God, I knew there was a plan that God had for my life as it relates to ministry, but just as many other individuals, I just kind of ran. I sprinted from the call and from what I, because just growing up in seeing so much of the behind the scenes pertaining to the ministry and the warfare and the ins and outs of the ministry, I just didn't want any part of it. But I knew that was a plan that God had for my life as it relates to ministry. And then I met this beautiful woman, which is my queen, and I really knew at that time it was actually a time where I saw that also fit into the plan of God for my life as well. And we answered the call actually together.
Okay.
The same with myself. I grew up in church, and so I had a love for church and that environment as a little girl. And so because of the gifts I had, I loved to sing, I loved to dance and all those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
It began to be developed in me through the gifts. And as I got older, I was cultivated in the word and in ministry. And so ever since I was younger, I knew that there was a call. But like my husband said, we all run from the call for time, which I did. But I came back to the call, and we answered the call together. And so here we have Kingdom World Outreach Ministries, affectionately known as the Love Church.
Okay. Awesome. Tell me this. What are your gifts, any particular gifts that you are blessed with individually or together?
Okay. My specific gifts would be the prophetic, singing, teaching, as well as playwriting. I love to write plays. And hopefully one day soon I'll be on here for writing books. I'm going to dive into that as well. I love to write songs. And I love to pastor with my husband. There we go. That's definitely a gift.
Okay. I have a quick question before we go to your husband. Can you explain to us what the prophetic gift is? What does that mean when you say prophetic for those that don't know?
Okay, a prophetic gift or prophets normally are led by the Spirit of God. We are the mouthpiece of God to the body of Christ and to those who are lost. It's not like a psychic, because some people get that mixed up.
Yes.
The difference between a prophet and a psychic is our source is Jesus Christ.
Okay.
That's who we hear from. That's who we dwell in the presence of, where psychics have other sources. So our source is Jesus Christ. So what we do is we tune and incline our ears to what the Lord is saying, and sometimes he'll have prophets release words to people, to nations, to a body of people. And so you have different type of prophets. And so that's the basis of what a prophet is. And it strongly works together with what we call the fivefold ministry, with pastors, with apostles, with bishops, in the body of Christ.
Okay. Well said. And Mitchell, your any specific gifts for you? Can you just name
as
those?
Sure, absolutely. As it relates to the ministry gifts, I do believe that there's a strong gift that I have for the body of Christ as it relates to evangelist as well as pastor. With that, I think there's also a strong gift with administration that the Lord has allowed me to operate and function in both in the secular arena as well as ministry as well. And these gifts, as the Bible speaks of in Ephesians 4, is ultimately for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. And so we're both using these gifts together to do what the Scripture has instructed us has equipped us, rather, to do for the body of Christ. And so we're really excited about just being able to use the gifts that God has given us for the body of Christ.
All right. My next question is, how would you respond to, I just want to kind of touch on people who, it's a lot going on now. This is 2012. A lot of people focus in on even people who are in church, or people who are in church and say they still focus on what's going on the news and who's in the president's seat and what the government's doing and, oh, ain't no jobs and, oh, we're in a recession and this and that. What would you say to, or people who just feel like life is what it is? I run into a lot of this all the time. So I want to know, what would you say to someone who has that mindset? And it's so hard to get them to kind of, I would find myself so stressed out trying to just basically get them to see it in a different light, but people are so programmed
Yeah.
From either how they were raised or situations they've been in or experiences, it's kind of like they have no idea what you're, it's like you're speaking Spanish. So what would you say to someone who's focused on what's going on in the world and they think this is just it? Whatever kind of life that they're living, that's not, obviously they're not happy, they're not, and when I say happy, not material happy, but happy from within. Their spirit is just down, and just they think that everything that happened to them is that's just the way it is. And how do you reach people like that? What's your take on that?
Well, I think you have to, as it relates to ministry, you have to deal with individuals where they're at. I think all through Scripture, Jesus gave us a prime example. Most of his ministry was all done outside of the synagogue, outside of the church. And so I think we, as the scripture has indicated, we're the salt and we're the light of this earth and for this world. And so what we have to do is basically meet with individuals where they are and deal with them at, you know, what we've gone through in our past experiences, our upbringing in our homes and different areas has formed and shaped our mindsets of who we, how we perceive and how we operate and function. But the Bible even tells us then once we come into the kingdom of God and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, our mind then has to be renewed to the things in a whole different system, entirely different way of thinking. And so what happens is you have a lot of individuals that's even part of the body of Christ that are saved but have not begun that process of their minds being renewed. And so thus it kind of speaks to what you mentioned before. The Bible talks about that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And so we have to understand, as a born-again believer, that we enter into a different kingdom. We're not part of the kingdom of darkness anymore. We're part of the kingdom of light. And so what happens is almost like this, our oil and water does not mix. And so we cannot be part of one kingdom and try to apply the principles of another one in another kingdom. It just doesn't fit. It doesn't work. It's like a part of a puzzle. There's certain puzzle pieces that only can gonna make it fit where it's going to have that ultimate full picture of how things are supposed to look. And so I think the challenge for pastors, a challenge for people that's part of the ministry is to try to every weekend, every time we meet, every Bible study, every conference call, every gathering, is to continuously preaching the Word of God and having individuals to begin that process of having their minds renewed. And so for some of the callers that are listening right now, I would just encourage you to continuously dive into the Word of God and see what the Word of God says, who we are, the position of authority we have, whatever the Scripture says that we can have, we have to decree it and believe that we can have it. But that process, it does take time, but the only way that can be that mind can be renewed is through the Word of God and the ability through the Holy Spirit.
And also to piggyback quickly off of what Pastor Cole said, we're in a sermon series this month on how to overcome. And one of the messages that was taught was, it happened, so what? Now what? And that deals with your perspective on a situation and how to come every area, how to overcome every area of your life. So when we looked at it happens simply means to look at the situation through the eyes of God. Sometimes we can see the glass half empty or half full. It's the same glass, but it's just how we look at the situation, whether it's good or bad. And then we look at so what. So what, we now then apply the Word of God. We apply the biblical principles to our situation to get the results that's needed. And the third part of that is now what. Now what, get up and move into the things that God is calling you into your place called next. And so just to piggyback off of what Pastor said, it just depends on how you look at the situation, but it's through the eyes and through the Word of God that we have victory and a mindset change.
Awesome. Thank you for that answer. Now, you said you doing a series right now called How to Overcome. Do y'all have it on CD or something? Because I need that, like, right now.
CDs are available. We can, if it's okay with you, give out a ministry number, and for those that would be interested, we can be contacted. Our number is actually a toll free number. It's 877-590-4400. Again, it's 877-590-4400. We're also on Facebook, so you can kind of look up under Kingdom World Outreach. We have a Facebook page, and our contact information is there as well.
Okay. Is there a website?
There's a website that's currently under construction right now. We're trying to revamp some things with a new image going into the new year. But the toll-free number, we also have ways of contact as far as a newsletter, things of that nature, and that information is on Facebook. Individuals can also text message us to join our email list so that they're up to date upon all of our contact information, events, and ministry. And that can be texted by texting QWOM, K-W-O-M, to 22828. 22828. If you just text QWOM to that number, you'll be added to the email list. And then lastly, of course, we do have email, and that can be we can be contacted at info@QWOMonline.com. That's info@KWOMonline.com. It's info@QWOMonline.com. So info@KWOMonline.com.
I got it. Okay. Great, great, absolutely great. And then my next question is, what's your favorite scripture?
Well, that's a really tough question. But there's so many scriptures.
Well, one of them.
I would say one that really is a foundation for us in ministry would be Matthew 25, verses 35 through 36. And it says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." And that's really the foundation scripture that we have for our ministry as a ministry that has a heart and passion for evangelism and outreach. And there's so many people that really don't understand the importance of just showing the love of Jesus Christ to those that are in need. And I think it's just an on-time message, even right now going into the holidays. And there's so many people that are suffering with depression, suffering with discouragement, oppression. And I think if we just begin to just start showing the love of Jesus Christ to those, we would be surprised at the influx of so many individuals coming into our churches, the places that we gather, and most importantly, coming into the kingdom of God. You know, my wife just kind of alluded to a message that was spoken on Sunday, which was such a blessing. This past Sunday, we had a family and friends day service, and souls were added to the kingdom. Yes, we had people that drew. But the most importantly, the last few Sundays of our gatherings, you know, people have just come into the kingdom of God through just to preach word and, you know, just being able to feel the love of Jesus Christ and to receive the message. And I think that's something that's really that so many of us have gotten away from in our churches.
Mhm. I agree. Wow. Okay, you guys are doing some amazing things, and God is definitely going to bless you. My only other question was what you mentioned earlier, any future plans for the ministry, any books? You did mention that you'll be getting off into writing the books.
Absolutely. I'm beginning to work on one now.
Okay.
And so it's very new to me, the book thing, and so I'm taking it one day at a time. But that is the season where I'm in my life, in a writing season where I want to begin to write books as a resource to help the body of Christ and to help people overcome and to help single women find their way to being satisfied in their singleness so that when their mate come, they can have marriages that work. And so there are a few things going on, but as far as our ministry is concerned, our goal every day is just to reach the lost. We have outreaches that we are planning on doing and that we have done. There are gatherings that we do. There are teaching and classes that we provide. And so our goal right now is just to continue to win the lost at any cost.
Win the lost at any cost. Awesome. I'm sorry. I'm taking notes.
No problem. Actually, that's something that we fully understand. That's fine. My wife and I are both actually working on a ton of different books. There's so many different things. We're just trying to really compile them all and really discipline ourselves enough time to just take time to to really move forward with them. One of the books that the Lord has given me to write, I won't share the title prematurely, but one of the ones is really to kind of speak to individuals that have been affected. We call it church hurt, but I really say
you know, now y'all tapped in too much because I had that wrote down and I forgot to mention it, but go ahead.
It's to really speak to those individuals that's been hurt by individuals inside the church.
Absolutely.
And so my wife and I have both experienced such what I call tragedy to so many people that are gifted individuals that mean well, that love God, but are just tired of what we call church. And I think what we see illustrated before us now is not really that Acts experience or that Acts template of how church really is supposed to be. And so I think I think my wife and I really called to many individuals that have experienced that hurt by individuals within the church, past relationships. I think we have a strong gift and a calling to really still show that love to individuals, because at the end of the day, these people love God, they love people, but they've just been so much rejection, oppression from people in the church, in the pews. And so I think that's one of the one books that we look to have published soon.
Awesome. That is definitely a need. I had it wrote down, Ministries That Failed, because I was a part of one. Yeah. So that's amazing. Well, I thank you both for coming on the show and taking the time out of your busy schedule. Thank you so much for the encouragement and just the words that you have. It's amazing. It's no question that you are definitely walking in your purpose and doing exactly what you were put on earth to do.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for chatting with me tonight. And we will definitely continue. I'm sorry. I always say we. I will definitely continue to support you guys and post your ministry on our Facebook page. We have a blog. I'll be sure to put your information on there. And if it's anything that I can do through Black Writer Space or me personally, feel free to shoot me a message on Facebook or call or however. But thank you so much for coming on. And once again, can you give your phone number for your ministry?
Absolutely. Again, we want to thank you again for the opportunity. For those that want to get connected or get information about the ministry, our toll-free number is 877-590-4400. Again, 877-590-4400.
And also, for those of you who would like to join us this Sunday at 2 p.m., we will have a message entitled The Big Payback. So join us at 2 p.m. at Kingdom World Outreach Ministry.
At Ileana Christian High School in Lansing, Illinois.
All right. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I look forward to having you back with some of those books. Some of the other projects that you have coming up. I have to discipline myself, too. I got so many books. Oh, Jesus. I don't even want to talk about it. It really. So I definitely look forward to having you guys back really soon, and I am going to try to get over there to visit you all, and it's definitely been a blessing. I'm speechless. It's been a blessing having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a blessed evening. Thank you all.
You too. Wow. Awesome show. If you missed this show, please go back and listen. Our first guest tonight was at 6, and that was author Carl A. Roberts. He's from Queens, New York. The name of his book is called Good Men Do Cheat. And you can check the book out. Awesome book. It's totally different from what the title says. You can check the book out at, on his website. He has an excerpt of the book on there, and it's goodmanducci.com. My second guests were Pastors Krishanda and Mitchell Cole, the Love Church Kingdom World Ministries. Awesome, awesome, awesome purpose. Their ministry, their goal is to reach the lost. And we just discussed some different things like when were they, when did they accept their calling, the different gifts that they, that's associated with their purpose and the ministry and the teachings, and just some encouragement for people who are who have been hurt in church or who have been just hurt in life, period, just different encouraging words. We talked about their faith scripture. Just awesome, awesome interview, and I definitely thank them for coming on. This is my second pastor couple that I had on. My first pastor was last week, Sean Wilson. Actually, he's kind of like family, but he has his own ministry now. And I've always had pastors in my category as far as writers. So I'm just beginning now to have different pastors and ministries on the show as well, which is a definite blessing. We need that here at Black Writer Space. And just to kind of reach people, everybody needs to be encouraged. And when you don't have anything else, I tell people all the time, when you don't have nobody to listen to talk to, you can talk to God. I had to learn that the hard way. So my thing with that is God is God all the time. He's not going to talk about you behind your back. He's not going to criticize you, but he's always there and he's always on time. And it's a different kind of comforting that sometimes you don't always have to get from people. Sometimes you are by yourself, you know, and the worst days, if I'm by myself and it's just one of those days, I don't feel like I'm going to make it another day, I just drop down and I just talk to God. And you know, you're able to release like you need to, and it's like you just feel free. So anyhow, don't get me started. Amazing, amazing, very inspirational interview. Please go back and listen if you missed it. Very inspiring. They have service at Ileana High School in Lansing, Illinois. Their number is 1-877-590-4400. Their email address is info@quomonline.com. That's K-W-O-M online.com. Definitely check them out. And with my first guest, Carl A. Roberts, we're going to see if we can connect. He'll be in Milwaukee in 4 days, so, and he'll be there for a minute, I believe, through December. So we're going to try to get something together where we can do a seminar or something and get some people to come out, because it says Good Men Do Cheat, but it's not a bashing book or anything like that. And so you just have to read it to know. But he has gotten a vast response from people, great response from people who have actually read the book, and they have been very encouraged by the book. So it's not a bashing book. It's not anything saying that all men cheat or anything like that. It's not like that. So definitely check that out. And also, I need to add, Pastors Krishanda and Mitchell Cole, they also have a couple of books that they're working on to reach the lost, to just minister, continue to minister to people. And I just think it's just awesome with any of my guests that I have on that you can still reach people. You can still, you're always helping somebody. That's what the show is about. It's about helping someone. Someone is always blessed through your story. And that's why I say if you have a story and you want to write a book, or you always thought about writing a book, it's not difficult. As a matter of fact, Black Writer Space has launched a publishing company, finally. I get so many emails in Facebook and in my personal email about do I publish books. So I always felt like I had to publish my book in order to start the publishing company, not so. So I do have an author who I am working on right now. We've already done the contract and just got another call yesterday about another writer who wants to get published. She has a couple of short stories, and she wants to do a book. So my point is that someone is always blessed by your story. Now, you do have some books that are just for entertainment or whatever, but there are so many readers out here, and I still support reading because it's all about, the ultimate goal is to increase literacy. So it's a lot of people out here who can't read. And it's not, and you know, it starts in the home. So if you have watched my Facebook page, I do have a fundraiser on Indiegogo.com. I have the link on my Facebook page, and I believe it says BWS Literacy Project. So you can either Google that or check my Facebook page, but I have been posting it. No one has really responded, but I have a fundraiser going on for $10,000, and I believe it's until February 14th, something like that. They only let you do it for so many days. But I have a project I'm working on for literacy. I want to actually take Black Writer Space, BWS for short, on the road. I want to be able to do live interviews with authors and writers. I want to be able to launch a reality show where we follow an author for a day and just see what it is. How is the life of an author? I know an author right here in Chicago, and he writes faithfully. When I say write faithfully, I mean he'll post just finished part two, and tomorrow he's working on part three. So, and he works a full-time job as well. And then dealing with different issues, you know, you have to deal with your personal life as well. So it's almost like working two or three jobs, depending on how many books you working on. I know some authors, one author in California, he writes for Zane, and he has his own publishing thing going on. He told me he was working on two books at the same time, so it's like, wow, it's serious, but it's a passion. When you have a passion for something, it's just awesome. It's amazing. So anyhow, be encouraged. I always encourage writers to keep writing. If you want to write, start writing. Just buy a notebook, buy a journal, or just use some regular paper from the printer. Just get a pen and paper and just start writing. So it's amazing once you let out what you've been holding in for so long. I know I've been doing it for years. So once I get some order, sit down and create some order and get these books done of my own, I'll have another story to tell you. But right now, if you missed the show, please go back and listen. It was definitely very encouraging, especially the second guest, the first guest as well, too. Please check out his website at meanducheat.com. And also Pastors Krishanda and Mitchell Cole, please check out their Facebook page. They do have a Facebook page. Their website is under construction right now, but they have really, really big things. God is working with them with so many different projects, and they are guaranteed definitely pushing to reach people. So we thank you guys for listening today, and I will see you in a couple days. I don't have anything else scheduled for this week, but keep watching. I'll post anything, any new shows that will be up this week. I'll definitely be posting them. And we'll talk to you guys later. Makes any difference.
to love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my sunset. Anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. It's running right through. Can trust in me,
trust,
baby.
In me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all,
hey, girl.
I want.
Yeah, everything I need. Hey, babe.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you.